two things are important. First of all, we want to continue to honor and remember the fallen. And secondly, we want to give to the younger generation a lesson that by knowing the history, we can go to a better future without wars.
Macy Simpkin, the significance of today for me especially is that I've got the opportunity to learn more about World War One and how significant it is not only to me but to others as well, such as a small community as Yarloop, which I've never heard of before until today. I was surprised about how many small communities such as Yarloop were a part of the war, because I wasn't aware that so many Australian soldiers have returned, as we found out today.
Bevan, HS. Bevis, G. Bevis, H. Bevis, L. Bevis, W.
From Australia, some 417,000 soldiers went to war. 62,000 never returned. The 206 names that are on this memorial, so that we recognise those names with dignity. Of those 206 names, you'll notice many of them came from the same family. 58 of those brave men did not return. Two of them did return, having been awarded the Victorious Cross for Bravery. John Carroll from Yarloop and William Donovan Joint, who is originally from Melbourne and was working here as a labourer at the time he was called up.
Brooke Thompson. I actually attended the first trip ever last year, so I've actually been to the Western Front and I had that experience, and it was truly awe-inspiring. A brotherhood of people could come together. They weren't separate Australians, separate Belgians. They were all side by side. They were all there for each other. It was so amazing. Probably the most single life-changing experience of my life so far. I additionally opened my eyes because both my great-grandparents fought in World War II. They were Spitfire Polar, and the other one served in Africa and Italy. And it's really humbling to see how someone could give up their entire lives so we now could be free and have that respect for the fallen.
Most people don't know is that about 2,500 of those graves are situated in cemeteries spread all over the country, some of them in even very remote places. But rest assured, those boys are not left alone. Their graves are maintained by workers of the local communities, and the maintenance is paid for and followed up by the Belgian War Grave Service. We visit those graves all at least once a year. Each year, between 12 and 16 bodies are found all over Belgium alone. Bodies of soldiers that were lost since 100 years. Now, 2013 was a very good year because 18 bodies were found. But it's a good thing that those boys, and I call them my boys, are not longer buried underneath some cornfield, but that they get the honorable resting place they actually deserve. In 2008, a body was found in a small farm in the village near a French border. A joint effort between the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, the Belgian War Graves Service, several Australian authorities and media resulted in identifying the body as 37-year-old Private Marder from Inverell in New South Wales. He was a member of the 33rd Australian Infantry Battalion. Today he lies buried with his comrades at the Prowse Point Cemetery in Ploegsteer, commonly known in English-speaking countries as Pluck Street. And that's what's so dear to me and my colleague Eve, to try to give those boys a decent last resting place.
Today I enjoyed most was participating in it, getting the opportunity to be a part of something as special as this occasion, and it really meant a lot to me.
I really respect this occasion because this is my final year of school, and to be part of a school and a community to come and have the opportunity to stand here today, meet all the buglers and the new people, it's very important to me, because if we don't carry on the younger generation's knowledge of World War One, then we're going to lose those memories and those stories, which is a very, very awful loss to have. We need to continue this World War One and Anzac Day ceremonies for next generations.